Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Talk Radio Network, and this is Natalie Anderson. I am your host, and today we are going to have a special co-host, my best friend, my neighbor, my right arm, Courtney Allison. She'll be joining us in a minute, but I do want to let you guys know that we are a live call-in show, and you can call us at 714-816-4628. Again, that number is 714-816-4628. So today's topic that we will be talking about is the wonderful Lenormand cards. And Courtney, I have to say, not only is she my best friend and my biggest cheerleader, she is an amazing reader. And it's a good thing for me, and it's a not so good thing for me, which makes me laugh, because I might say, pull out the cards and read for me and say something. And she might tell me exactly what I don't want to hear, but that I need to hear. So for those of you out here today, I just want to remind you, call in. Courtney will be introducing the Lenormand, but call in with your questions. Again, the number is 714-816-4628. And don't forget that if you do want to join us on the live radio show, you have to hit the number one after you call in. But if you do want to just listen, you can absolutely call in on that number, 714-816-4628. And you can also join us live on the chat, which is psychictalk.net/chat. So I'd like to introduce Courtney, my BFF in the whole wide world. Courtney, are you with us? How are you?
I am. Thank you so much for having me. That was the nicest introduction I've ever gotten. I just want to say, for the record, she never, ever talked about me like this.
Yeah, don't get used to it.
No, but thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
I am too. So tell us, what is Lenormand? Like, what is this?
All right. Well, Lenormand is it's cards. It's a form of divination. I will say right now, it is not tarot or tarot, however you want to say it. And I know nothing about tarot. Lenormand is, I think a lot of people think it's a French card system, but it's actually a German card system. And what it does is it's 36 cards. There's pictures on them. And it's going to give you a very direct, straightforward reading, which is why I like them so much. So it's not going to be wishy-washy. You're not going to get a lot of sing-songy stuff. You're going to get a straight answer, whether you like it or not, and what the cards say or what the cards say.
So if I was to call in and say, hey, Courtney, can you tell me about my new boyfriend and what his ex-girlfriend was like, what would you say to me?
What I say to you is I cannot help you. I'm sorry. I will not read for other people for other people. So if you want to ask me about yourself, no problem. I'll tell you everything. If you're going to ask me about your husband or your best friend, I'll look into it myself and keep it to myself because I'm interested, but I'm not going to let you know anything. So I'll save you the time of asking. Don't bother.
Sounds very blanket, black and white.
Straightforward.
Yes, which is very different because you're telling me basically, if I'm understanding correctly, that there really isn't an interpretation there, that it's very straightforward. Is that correct?
Yes and no. There is interpretation because when you're reading these, you're reading them as a combination. So you'll have a picture of a key and a picture of a sun, and that would be like a positive solution to something, you know. So you would read them in combinations. And depending on the question, you're going to get a different combination. So if you're asking about a relationship, a key in a song would be a different answer than a work question.
Interesting.
But yeah, still same direct response.
So how did you get into this? Like, where did this come from, Leonard Mond? It's not something that you hear of as much as you do as the tarot or the angel cards or other things like that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I actually was in a shop in Nyack a couple of years ago, and I ran into this guy. His name was Hugh, and I was inquiring about tarot classes because I was always drawn to cards. I just couldn't click with them, though. And then he had suggested to me, you know, have you heard of Leonard Mond? And I was like, no, I never heard of it at all. He's like, I think this would be a better fit for you. So I started training with him. And here I am several years later, and everything revolves around cards.
Which I love, which I absolutely love. So is there a history with Leonard Mond? Like, where did this come from? Where did it start? Like, do we know these things?
Well, I think it's gaining a lot of popularity now, especially in the States. I know we just had the Reader's Guild in New York City this past weekend, and I know I wanted to go, but I couldn't afford those tickets. But it originated in Europe, and the original founder, I actually don't know his name. It's a man, a German man, but it was named after Marie-Anne Leonard Mond, because she was kind of like the French celebrity card reader. So she would read for Josephine Bonaparte, Napoleon's wife, and I guess they kind of used her celebrity and attached it to, you know, this deck, these cards. So as far, I mean, I can go really deep, but I'll bore you. But that's pretty much all you need to know, where the name came from, and that it is building quite a bit of popularity now.
So when our callers call in and they want to ask you a question, what would you suggest? Like, can I ask you, like, is it going to rain tomorrow?
You can ask me that. But I wouldn't do a question where it's a yes or no. Yes or no, I mean, you can, but it's going to be, like, a detailed answer. So I'm not going to say yes. It's going to be like, well, it's going to rain and your, you know, your front porch is going to flood. But I think you're better off asking questions that don't have a yes or no answer. You can use a pendulum for if you want yes or no answers. If you're going to ask a question, I always suggest people try to keep it positive, because a negative question will usually get a negative answer. Try to keep your questions positive. Try to keep it one question at a time. So if you're going to ask me, can you tell me if I should take my dog to the vet and where I would you know, take him or something? It's two questions. Should I take my dog to the vet? You know, is a yes question. Or can you give me information about my dog's health would be a better question to ask. Give me insight in my work relationship with my boss. Those are better questions. It's still positive, even if you don't like your boss. But you're still saying, just give me insight into this relationship so maybe you can see what's going on there. Maybe you'll find out that you're quite an annoying person and that's why she's not giving you a raise, because she can't stand you. Or maybe it'll be vice versa. So you're better off asking those kind of questions. And you will get, like, a very honest response. Yeah, you're annoying. That's why you're not getting a raise.
So it's just straight to the point, which I love. Now, just
straight.
To go back a little bit, because I know you said that you could talk all day and you don't want to go too deep. I do want you to go a little bit deep, only because and only because I love history, and the fact that you could date this back to Napoleon and Josephine has me like, wow. You know, like in history, you know, you learn about this. You learn about history in school. Me being a teacher, I learn about history, but that's really what we as people, as historians, want people to know. You know, they don't talk about the fact that Josephine used a card reader. You know, like, what deep stuff went on? Like, what went on, you know? Did
well,
she know that her husband was a narcissist and that he was into himself and that he, you know, like... I'm being myself now.
I'm sure she asked. I'm sure she asked. No, Josephine did. She used Madame... Leonard Mond quite often, but from what I've read, Madame Lenormand very rarely used the cards, if she did at all. Not these, anyway. She had different kind of cards. I think they were like the Piquet kind of cards. Again, they used her name because of her celebrity. But, you know, it did help a lot because of her, I mean, exactly what I said, her celebrity helped expand this because everyone wanted to get into what this woman was using. I think she even was arrested a couple of times because of her readings, which she always got out of. So, but I think I even heard that Napoleon used her.
That's
so
huge.
Not just Josephine,
like,
Napoleon was
really
using
cool.
her as well. Well, I think it's a little interesting when you have politicians using card readers. You know?
Yeah, it's
politicians,
great.
Presidents.
Like, we hear it. Yeah, we hear it's such a, like, a big no-no. And that's what I love, because the title of this topic today is all about Lenormand. And to hear the history behind it, that it's not just something that we're using today, you know, it's something that goes back to that era, is just, it's really cool, to put it nicely. It's just a really cool thing. Now, if somebody wanted to, you know, they hear you today and they're learning about Lenormand today, and, you know, we're going to have callers come in and you're going to read for them. If they wanted to learn about Lenormand, and is there just one deck? Like, how do they go about this? What would your suggestion
be? Well, actually,
that's
a really good question. I'll tell you exactly the way I started. So I found a mentor. I know that's not so easy, you know, depending on where you live, but if you can't find somebody who is proficient in these cards, I would go out and I would get Rana George's book. It's called Essential Lenormand. It's what I started with. It's the best beginner's book you can get. It's clear. It's concise. It's, you know, very direct as well, like the card system. And that's the best way to go about. I think also memorizing the numbers with the pictures will make your life a lot easier, because then you just start to memorize, and then you create the combinations more naturally. And then I would get a very not detailed deck, a very plain deck. My favorite deck, which I use for everything almost, is the Maybe Lenormand by, I think it's Ryan Edwards. It's the best. It's plain, but it's still beautiful. And you can see the pictures very easily when you do a very large spread.
Yeah,
you want to find things quickly.
If I could ask, because you're saying memorize the cards, and I hear something like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, memorize the cards? Now you want me to memorize? How many cards are there, and how am I going to memorize all of them? Is there a trick to that?
Yeah, I'll give you the trick that I was given. There are 36 cards, and they all have a different picture on it. So you'll have some that have a tree on it, you'll have a man, you'll have flowers, whatever it is. I was told to go on YouTube, and Donna Leigh De La Rose has a YouTube video of how she memorized the cards and their numbers. And I did it, and I learned it in one day. I memorized everything. So she does these little tricks to help you remember the picture with the number. Once you have that, learning the meanings of the cards is pretty easy. You know, you get some of them are self-explanatory. Like, you'll have the first card, Rider. Rider is an arrival, or it's news of something, or it could be a young man. You start to memorize what they are, you know. But it's a lot easier, a lot faster. Again, when you're doing like a large spread, if you're doing a grand tableau, which is all 36 cards, you want to know your numbers and your pictures quickly. That's why I also suggest not having a too detailed picture card, so you can see things quickly and clearly.
So now, I know today you're doing the three-card reading. Somebody asks the question, you give them a nice three-card reading straight to the point. Now you say grand tableau. Are there different grand tableau? What is that, basically? What does that entail?
So you can do, so every day, what I would also suggest to people, if they're going to get into this, to get yourself acclimated to how it works and how the cards are read, I would do dailies. And dailies are just, you do a quick shuffle, you ask, give me insight into my day, and you put down two cards, and then walk away. You know, and at the end of the day, look at your cards and see what happened in your day that makes sense. So that way you can kind of get a feel of the meaning of combination. So if you got like bouquet and house, you know, maybe something satisfactory happening at home, and got to kind of think about that. That's how you get used to the card. So it's just two cards. Three card readings are for one quick answer about a question real fast. I do that for myself. Give me insight into my trip into work today. Let me, you know, see if there's traffic. Three cards, no problem. Five cards will be for more detailed questions. So you want to know a little bit more information about what's going on. And then I would go nine card spread for a full situation. So that's if you want information about what happened before, what might happen after, if we're going, you know, forward, what's happening right now, what's under control, what's not under control. That's what a nine card would be. And then you would get into a grand tableau. And grand tableau is all 36 cards. And that's going to give you insight into everything. I love this. I'll do that for myself quarterly. So every 3 months, I'll do a grand tableau for myself. And I ask, you know, give me insight into the next 3 months. And it'll tell me everything. So I can look into my work. I can look into my relationships. I can look into my home life. Everything. My money. It's all laid out there. And depending on where the cards are laying and what they're laying next to is how you're going to get your answers. So if my fish card is next to a mouse card right next to it, that's not too good for my money outlook. If that makes sense.
No, it absolutely does make sense. And I find it so interesting that, you know, the grand tableau is just like all the cards. And it kind of sounds to me like you just get your full story.
You get
the full
everything.
Story.
I could sit there for a full hour and just pick apart every situation that's going on. So depending on where a card is on the line, I guess, because you would have like four rows.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where it is and how far it is from, you know, your card, you would be represented by a woman. So how far that is, how close is it to this? It changes everything.
Wow.
So it's a lot of information. It's a lot of detail you get. And there's no BS, which I love about it.
I think that's what I noticed whenever, like, you would read for me. I noticed that I can't. I could try to change things if I wanted to, but you'd be like, nope, sorry, that's the way it is. That's what the cards tell me. That's what
nope,
it is.
Too bad.
Exactly.
You know, it is a personality thing. Some people don't like that. For me, my personality is very direct, very blunt, very loud. So this card system works very well for me. Tarot is too wishy. I mean, for me, it just didn't click with me, you know?
Right.
But I will tell you that the same thing applies to Tarot. The way I read a card would be a little different than somebody else doing a spread. They'll see something different. You'll get the same answer, but it'll be presented in a different way. So there is your interpretation also does come into play a little bit, as does intuition. When I first started, I liked the fact that you really didn't have to connect. To, you know, because you just put the cards down. It is what it is. I do use a lot more of my own intuition when I read now, which is just, you know, a form of advancement as you go on.
Which is pretty cool because it must allow you to go a little bit deeper and give you that confirmation of what you know already, what the cards are telling you. But then that intuition, that gut feeling of saying, yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
Which is very exciting. So, if you're listening now and you want to call in, don't forget the number is 714-816-4628, and you would hit the number 1 in order to be put through live on the show. You could also chat with us at psychictalk.net/chat. Don't forget that as well. So would you like to take a caller, Courtney? Would you be ready for that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so let's have our first caller. I think that would be great. So, hello, caller. Can you hear me? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lynn, and currently I'm in California.
Nice sunny California.
Yeah.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Courtney. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I love your personality. Anyway, so
you're the first one.
I love it. But so my question is, what good things do you see coming up for me next month in May?
All right. Well, that's a pretty broad question for three cards.
Okay.
We can look into a little more.
I can,
how about something more specific in an area?
Okay. I am, as I said, I'm currently in California, and I am to be moving very soon. I don't have an exact date, relocating to Tennessee. So what do you see about that?
So you want me to look into your move into Tennessee?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
And the beautiful noise in the background is the shuffling of the cars.
Can you hear that?
You guys know? You can, but it sounds pretty cool, I have to say. It's like...
I'm a shuffling master. Lynn, I'm actually going to do a little extra card here because I just want a little more information here.
Okay.
This is for work? Is that what you said?
No, this is for relocating from California to Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I am seeing there's going to be some trouble. You're going to have some trouble here. There's going to be a lot of discussions about any agreements. I would watch your realtor, stay with that, and read the agreement. You are going to have a little bit of anxiety with this move. So it's not going to be so easy.
Yeah, I'm already good. Kind of going on because I'm taking on a lot. My mother, I'm going to be looking after my mom who's elderly. And there is some of that going on. So,
I would look over your documents, okay? Read those over twice. There's going to be a lot of discussions back and forth. But what's important here, because what I'm seeing here, is that you're going to be putting yourself to the wayside. You really got to take a couple of moments a day for yourself.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
This is going to be a lot more difficult to handle. Everything is manageable, but I would dot your I's and cross your T's and watch those paper documents. But yeah, it's not going to be an easy move, but it will be fine in the end. It always is.
Okay.
But you know, if you prepare yourself and take that time, take that bath.
Yes. Yes.
Light those candles, take that bath.
Oh my God! I took my salt bath this morning, and I'm ordering my candles this morning.
Well, definitely do that. You're on the right track right there. Everything will be just fine.
Great.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, Natalie. Appreciate
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lynn.
Congrats
on the
move.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that was really interesting, Courtney. If I could ask what cards you had in front of you. Before we take our next caller, I'm just curious what cards
She had birds come up. She had she had moon. She had birds, and she had I forgot the other one because it just reshuffled.
Sorry.
The ring, which is the agreement. Birds. So some people have different interpretations for different cards. Mice or birds could be anxiety. And this for me, birds is always anxiety when I read. And you could see that there's going to be some anxiety over the document. The letter was there too. So. There's going to be some anxiety over the documents, and she just has to just reassess the agreement. Just pay attention, that's all.
Right.
But she does have to take care of herself as much as possible because Moon was there too, and, you know, it'll affect her work, you know, if she doesn't take care of herself.
So if I'm understanding correctly, your meanings for your cards, you stay true to. Is that correct?
I do stay true to my cards, and you should. If that's how you read, you got to stick with it. You don't change it in the middle of, you know, your progress. You know, because, again, like I said, like mice and birds, for some people, mice is always anxiety. Not for me. It's always birds. Birds is gossip and discussions and anxiety for me.
Which is hysterical because, for me, mice in real life as you know, are my
oh God, that's
severe,
your heart.
My severe anxiety, like just thinking about it, I just can't
even
breathe and I want to pass out.
Do you remember I pulled cards for you one time and mice came up and I was like, no, this is literal. So these cards can be quite literal. It was about the mouse in your basement.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I did.
So
I
for
remember.
You, it's always a literal mice.
And for those of you who are listening, just so you know, there was a mouse in my basement. And I am, as you know, a tremendous animal lover and I will never hurt them or harm them or anything. But I called Courtney from work and I refused to go home unless she told me that she had removed the mouse from my basement. So if it was still there, I would have put my house up for sale. I would have moved in with Courtney and I would have lived there until
I could
be located.
She wouldn't go in the house. She waited outside. Wouldn't step foot. It was in the basement. Wouldn't step foot in her house. It was hysterical.
Nope.
That's what good friends we are. I go and I remove her rodents.
Wait,
now that's true friendship.
Also, and for the record also, I do not have a problem in my house.
Now everyone thinks your house is infested.
But for some reason, they just did, even leaving Courtney's house a few times. I have walked outside of her front door, and her cat has been kind enough to leave me breakfast, lunch, and dinner waiting for me on the front walkway as I go to leave. So it's like,
Only for you.
Yeah. The thought of mice, the thought of just anxiety through the roof. So that's why I had to ask that question about being true to what the cards mean to you and staying true to those meanings. So let's take another caller. I think that would be great. Are you okay with that? You're good with that?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, I'm excited. So hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Amanda, calling from New York.
Hi, Amanda. Oh, where in New York are you calling from?
New York, New York.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
So let's hear that accent, because I'm always told about my accent, you know. So how can we help you today?
It's about my job currently. I would like to know what you see regarding my job. I feel like I have a little bit of a difficult boss, very invasive, and I want to know
the best course of action in dealing with her, or do you want to know more of in the near future what's going to happen?
Yeah, like, am I, you know, I really don't want to stay there, but yeah, I want to know kind of like, is this going to turn out okay for me? Is this going to, you know.
All right, let's get a little insight into your situation here.
Yeah, a little insight into my situation, whatever. I don't know why she has to be so controlling and so demanding while I'm her best worker.
Okay, let's see. Let's find out what's going on here.
Again, I love the sound of the cards.
I do too.
I do. All right, let's see here. Well, you know, cross came up right away, and that's a heavy card. You know, that's your burden. So I can understand that this is pretty heavy on you. I will tell you, your boss is also dealing with some heavy burdens as well, and hers are a little different than yours though. Hers are more of a public burden. So she has a lot of face to save. So what you're dealing with is really you're the mat. You're the person she's going to take it out on because she can, because everything is rolling downhill for her. She wants to come out looking like a star, and it's not as easy as it seems. So I think that's very common. People, you know, it's perception. You never know what's going on in someone else's shoes until you're in them. She's a difficult person because she has something to prove. Now, for you, this is weighing heavy, obviously. You said that, but it's also showing up here. Your best bet is, honestly, you're going to ride it out, and then you're going to end up finding something else. But She needs you more than you think. So unfortunately, you're allowing a lot of the behavior that she's giving you.
And if I could chime in for a second, because
hey,
hold
on, hold on, hold on one second. Yeah, I have allowed it in the past, but I was able to stop it, and
mm-hmm.
yet she continued, and then I stopped it. I said, please do not text me on my private phone, you know,
mm-hmm.
email only. And I reported to her that I was sick, you know, I didn't sleep well for the last 2 days, that I wouldn't be able to come in the morning, but I would be able to do some field work with a patient. And I said,
mm-hmm.
I have a compensation of 2 hours. I'll use that. I'll use those hours. I emailed her 7 a.m. in the morning, and if she wanted me there anyway, I'd come. I called my boss. I called my colleague. I said, I won't come to work. I'll use up my compensation hours. He tells her exactly what I told her, and she freaks out on me. She hasn't read the email that I'm not feeling well or up to par to present myself well in front of the patient, and she like gives me a text, and it just goes daggers on like inside my body.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's okay for her to treat me like this, especially with everything that I've accomplished in like almost 9 months.
Well,
it's,
you know,
not okay.
I'm not supposed to do this, so I pulled a few more cards. I'm just going to tell you that it's not going to change.
So your best bet, and this is me being direct with you, is finding something else that will be, well, first of all, you're going to lose a lot of opportunities in this job anyway if you stay. But you're better off just finding something that's more suited to you and the way you want to be treated. Because that's not going to change.
I've been looking at jobs. I have not landed any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's also
bizarre. Give it time. It's
going to
take some time.
But
I'm
looking for
9 months.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to stay there until I get my license, and then I probably won't be motivated to stay there. So I think they'll understand their big loss once I leave, because if they treat me like this, they're going to lose me.
Yeah.
And then they'll
definitely.
Well, they're going to lose you regardless. They are. Because you're not going to be able to move forward there. All your opportunities are being blocked.
Wow. And your voice is not being heard, you know, because as Courtney's speaking and giving you this information, my throat is literally closing up on me. And it's closing up on me not because I'm not getting sick or coming down with something, but it's closing up on me because I feel like I have to shut down. So I feel like my voice isn't being heard. And
yeah.
I truly feel that there's so much more out there that you can give. That when the time is right, it will come. It's just a matter of just waiting for the right time, which is very rough now because I can feel the stress in my shoulders. I can feel my stomach is starting to hurt. My lower back is bothering me. So I can understand that it's physically affecting me as well, meaning, you know, Amanda, it's physically starting to affect you as well. And I can understand that, but it's just a matter of knowing what your end results are, knowing what your goal is, which is that you will be moving on to a better place where you will be appreciated, where your voice will be able to be heard.
Yeah, this is insane. After all that I've done, and then to get, like, being treated like this is just worthless to me, worthless.
Yeah.
You know.
And I don't even stay true to you.
Yeah, I am true to me. I've given a lot, and now I'm not going to give anymore. I just sustain what I have. And move forward with that. My probation ends in end of this May, in May, and then I'll be, you know, a couple more months. And I am praying and working on something new. I just hope it is true that I can get something else, you know.
And you will. Just try to stay, you know, try to stay true to yourself, like we said. Know what the cards say, and just know that when the time is right, everything will fall into place.
Yes.
But I want to thank you for calling in.
I love these
cards. You're
welcome. I love these cards. When I was a child, living 20 years ago, I had these cards. I did them once for my mom, and it was like everything that I told her was true, and I had no idea about her past.
It was really scary.
I know, these cards are powerful, I'm telling you. The energy
They
is
are,
powerful.
They are.
I should get
well,
them
again,
again and try. Thank you so much.
Definitely.
I'm so glad you're
you
guys
welcome.
Were here.
You're welcome. I think that's a sign,
blessings.
Yeah.
Blessings to you
Perfect.
Both. Bye.
Thank you. To you as well. Thank,
Thank
you.
You.
Okay, so before we go on to the next caller, I just want to make a couple announcements because everyone who's listening, I'm not sure if you guys know this or not, but tomorrow, April 30th, is going to be another network party, which means that join us tomorrow, Monday, same place, same time, same call-in number, and what it will be is all of our hosts are going to be on the same time, you know, from all of our radio shows. Everything will be there, and you guys can call in. We'll have open lines. We'll be talking back and forth. We'll give meeting readings live on air, so I don't want you to miss that tomorrow, Monday, April 30th. It'll be at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Central time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. London time. And you don't forget, you can always chat with us at psychictalk.network/chat, and you could always call in at 714-816-4628. And also, Courtney, before we take any other callers and before we move ahead with everything, if someone wants a reading with you, how are they going to contact you?
Well, they can contact me through Facebook. You can go to my page, Medium Courtney B, or you can DM me on Instagram at Medium Courtney B as well.
Perfect. And also, don't forget, not only is contacting Courtney for Lenormand's readings, she has other readings, me as well, psychic reading, mediumistic reading, of course, my very favorite, which is my animal communication and healing as well. And yeah, I know, me and my crazy animals, except for mice, but I do work with mice and I don't have a problem working with mice, but that's my only my only hesitation out there in the world. Also, I don't want to forget to announce Tuesday, May 1st, you could join Rose, Fiona, and Vivian. I want to say that I am sitting here today on this radio show because Rose, Fiona, and Vivian had invited me to their show, and it was just so much fun that I said, wow, maybe I could do this. So Tuesday, May 1st, when Spirit comes a-knocking, starting the conversation with the power of three, again, that will be the same. It will be live on air, taking mini readings, you know, call in and join them as well. So I don't want you guys to forget about that either. I'm so excited. This is going great so far, Courtney. I'm having a good time here. I like listening to your readings. Yeah, it's really fun.
It's actually fun. It's more fun when I'm reading for other people than you. You get so mean. You're like, no, do it again. It's wrong. I like doing it for strangers. Reading
well,
for your
you
best
know,
friend is like the worst.
Especially when you don't tell me what I want to hear because I just want to hear what I want to hear. So when I ask you a question and you tell me something I don't want to hear, I'm like, nope, don't like that. You know?
Do it again. I do it again. It's the same answer. It's great.
I know. And that's the thing that's funny with Lenormand is that it doesn't matter how many times I ask you, well, I want you to do it again and tell me what they said. Well, guess what? I want my listeners to know that no matter how many times I will try to ask her to do it again, the only thing I am doing is just annoying the cards and Courtney as well.
And me. I was just saying, you're annoying me.
Yeah, as
but
well.
But that's what best friends are for.
Absolutely. And you have to deal with me, you know, can't do it any other way. Also,
that's
May
true.
20th will be my next show. So Sunday, May 20th will be my next show, which I will be discussing surrendering to spirit, which is like my biggest issue right now is surrendering completely. And I find that I have a lot of work to do. And when I talk to others, I found that it's not just surrendering to spirit, but it's surrendering all over. So I figured whether it's in your job, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in your finances, just knowing just to like let your expectations go. So May 20th, that will be my topic of my next show. So are you ready for some more readings, Courtney? Of course, callers,
yes.
Don't forget. Perfect. Don't forget to call in. You can call in at 714-816-4628. And if you would like to speak with us live on the radio show, don't forget to hit the number 1 as well. So let's take our next caller.
And hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Can you hear us okay?
I'm sorry, hello?
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 What's your name and where
are
you calling from?
Okay, how are you doing?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Lisa from New York City. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good, good. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Should I ask the question, or do you want to give me just in general? Because I'm not sure what to ask.
Well,
but if you want me to throw a question, I will.
Would you like for Courtney to pull some cards for you? Because if you would like that, then we're going to need a question of what you would like her to look into.
You know what? I'll just do the general, whatever messages you pick up for me.
Okay. So if it's okay with you, Courtney, maybe you could just pull some cards while I'm giving what I'm
absolutely
getting and see if it confirms what I'm saying, or you could tell me, you're wrong, Natalie. I don't know where you got
that. You're right.
So
I love doing that.
Lisa, I have to ask you, because what I'm feeling right now when I tap into your energy is I'm actually feeling like I need to step outside, put my feet in the ground, and ground myself a little bit. So I feel like I'm a little bit all over the place right now. Can you understand that?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely do.
Perfect, because what I'm feeling right now, I'm a very happy person. When I walk into the room, I feel like I also light it up. So if people are not feeling right, I could change their feeling right now. So you're really a blessing and a presence to be in with others. But I feel like at the same time, I need you to kind of take that deep breath in, ground yourself, and just be present for the moment for a little bit to give yourself a break. Can you understand this?
Oh, yes, I do. I can do that.
Good, because that's what I need you to do. Because
Okay. Also
what I feel is that you're also a very giving person, and I feel like you want to help everyone around you. Does this make sense as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good, because what I want you to start doing as you help others, because you're such a giving person, you want to help everyone around you, whether it's just a smile, holding the door open, cooking them a meal, or, you know, whatever it is that you do for those people, I want you to also do for yourself. Because I feel
okay, like
you kind of put yourself behind. So while you're giving, you have two children? Because I'm seeing the number two is significant as well. Can you understand two?
Do I have children, you said? I'm sorry?
I'm getting the number two is significant. Is this two for children, two children?
Oh, okay. I don't have any, but okay.
Okay, no, I don't want you to just make something fit. I'm getting the number
okay.
two. Do you have two children or two that you care for under you that you have a close relationship with?
Yeah, I have a niece and I have a nephew that I care for.
Okay, perfect. So that's the two that I'm speaking of. So I feel like while they are your priority and that you do treat them like they are yours, I want you to do the same for yourself as well. I'm also getting March as significant for you. So can you understand the month of March as being significant for you?
Yes.
You can? Okay. So if I may ask, why is March significant?
Why is March? Wait a minute.
Birthday, anniversary, month of passing, or someone in your family is close to you.
I don't have any significant other. Someone that I dated like several years ago, he was born in the month of March. But
No, honey. In your family, someone close to you. If someone came to you or yourself, the month of March would be significant, either a birthday, an anniversary, a month of passing for the month of March.
One of my former bosses, he was pretty cool, but not for family. I can't think of anyone offhand because my immediate family, no one's birthday is in the month of March, not even the two little ones.
Okay, so your grandmother, is she passed on the other side? Your mom's mother? Okay. So
yes.
Your mom's mother is the one who's giving me this, so I'm just going to give this to you because what she's saying is that what she sees in you is what she sees in many of the family members, meaning the type of personality and the type of person that you are. So she was giving me the month of March. So it may come in afterwards to you, like you might say, oh, my gosh, I forgot that, you know,
Uncle Joe, so Joseph's birthday was in March. I completely forgot about him. But that's just Grandma's way of saying that she is here watching what you're doing and guiding you along the way. Okay?
All right.
Courtney, what do your cards say?
You did great there, girl. Especially with the grounding. I'm going to tell you, I got to follow up on that a little bit. You got to get out a little bit more because you're getting a little stagnant. So I know you work in the city. You got to walk around more. I don't know if you're thinking about going into a new exercise program, but it's coming up here is that you got to get active. You got to get active.
I am. You know what? I'm starting that next week. I'm doing personal training.
Good.
So you're right.
Good. You're going to feel great about yourself.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So best of luck with everything, and we'll be hoping for some nicer weather. I know next week is going to be in the 80s. So definitely be out there and take advantage of that because we've had a rough winter, non-existent spring in New York.
Yes, you definitely did. So I will definitely say, Steve, to what you ladies are saying, and thank you for telling me about my niece and nephew. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's exciting. I felt not so grounded. I was like, woohoo, where am I going today? So let's take one more caller. Let's take a next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Christine. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
Colorado. I'm dying to go to Colorado. Christine, do you have a question?
Yes, I was just wondering if you could pick up anything on my move. I'm moving very soon.
Okay. Let's see. Nat, you can tap in, too. I'm going to look at the cards.
Okay.
Let's see here. I haven't gotten three cards at all so far. I have to pull, like, five every time.
Which is interesting. It was while you're pulling it. I don't mean to interrupt you, but if you could explain why you've changed from three to five when you're being asked these questions. I bet your listeners would love
just
to know that.
Just more information. I just like to get more. It's my preference. I always do five cards for some reason, but I just like to have that extra information. Cool. This is about a move, you said? I'm sorry.
Yes.
So you're going to have some trouble, and that's the way it is. You're going to have some trouble. It's going to be a little bit difficult here because my center card is clouds. Clouds is your woes. So this is not going to be an easy move, which is funny because I had a woman earlier who's not going to have an easy move either. But this is not the same kind of situation. This is going to be more weighing on your general outlook. You're going to be questioning yourself a lot here. But in the end, you're going to find your footing. You're going to find that it'll eventually become your safe place. You just got to have to go through this. But for now, try to keep your outlook as positive as possible. I have sun right here, so usually that's going to be positivity and good things are coming, but you're going to have to get through the rough patch for a while. You're going to be second-guessing your move a lot. But it will become, your safe place again.
Okay. I mean, that sounds and like
where are you moving to?
I'm not sure yet. Just in the same area.
It's not going to be an easy move. Just know that so you can prepare yourself. It's not going to be an easy move. If you know that, you're able to handle anything that comes by.
Okay. Christine, if I could just chime in just a little bit, because as Courtney is talking, I feel like, and hearing you say not sure yet, when she was talking, I felt like a hesitation, like I've been flipping back and forth. Do I want to move? Do I not want to move? Do I want to move? Do I not want to move? And I feel like you're not even fully into this move yourself. So it may be, you're living in an apartment now?
No, I do. I live in a house, but I'm definitely moving.
I'm hearing the word lease. That's why I asked if you were in an apartment, because I'm hearing the word lease. So I'm hearing that when you move, either you have a lease now that's coming to an end, or you're going to have to sign a lease when you move. Can you understand that?
Okay, yeah.
So if there's, I want you to just, I'm trying to think of the words, because what I'm feeling here is like hesitation. So I want you to not rush to move to the first place that just fits the spot that you're looking for, but to kind of really truly feel it in your gut and feel if this place feels right. Because I know you just said also that you're going to move close to the area that you're in now, and I truly don't feel that. I feel like you're going to be farther than what you think. So I feel like you have to open up your you have to broaden where you're looking at right now. And I also feel like, did you move to Colorado? Like, you're not originally from Colorado?
Right.
Okay, because I'm feeling that as well. So is there an opportunity for you to move back home? I don't know why, and I'm just going to give you what I'm getting, because I heard two different, completely different states. I heard New York, and I heard Florida, which are two completely different states. And I don't know if there's family in both those states, and that's why, but I did hear both these states. So
okay,
I
I'm from
to New York. To you. You're from New York, and do you have family in Florida?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to say is I heard New York and I heard Florida, so just keep yourself open. I'm not telling you to move to one or the other, but there is a Florida, New York. I don't know if you knew that. Give me that too, because that actually does exist. It just popped in my head now. I'm not saying that I think you're going to move to Florida, New York, but since I'm hearing both, I do hear that you are hesitant with this, so don't jump into any decisions. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Best of luck with
Thank
everything,
you.
Too.
Yeah,
You're
best
welcome.
Of luck.
Thank you very much.
So can you pull cards for me, Courtney, which, you know, I really don't want to ask.
Yeah.
You
oh, I love doing that.
So
what's your question, love? What's your question?
Is that what you sound like usually?
That's my creepy fortune teller voice.
I love it. So I guess my question
You notice
be,
though how I read? It's like it's done. Like once the information's there, it's done. Like there's no thing
yeah.
done to this. It is what it is. It's going to be a hard move. That's it.
Which,
nothing.
I,
at least
really
I don't.
Cool. And what I'm wondering is like when you say, like when I finished reading, like one of the callers that called in, you know, my throat literally felt like somebody had their hands around my throat, was closing up my throat. And then afterwards,
yeah.
it starts to release a little bit, but it doesn't release right away. When you're finished reading your cards, is it like, okay, I'm done? Next?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, done. Done. Over.
That's pretty cool.
It's you know what I find with a lot of my clients, I have to keep them on track with the question that they're asking because they're adding to it. Okay, so now, you know, you asked about a boss, but then it becomes, well, you know, but – The job itself is difficult. Well, are we asking about the boss? Are we asking about the job? Like, it's you got to keep them on track with what they're asking because that's what you're answering.
Now, with that said, because something just popped into my head, let's say I'm your sitter and I come in and I ask you a question about my job, but my real concern is my relationship. Can that happen where you – okay, so you could pull the
yeah.
cards.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying because the card's going to, yeah, it's going to answer what you're truly asking. So what will happen is it'll be like, well, these cards don't make sense to me. They just don't. So I would ask, what do you really want to know? And that's usually when I'll get the straight. Okay, it's not really about the job so much. It's about this one person at my job or something or this situation. So I'm really question focused when I read for people.
That's
you know, they want more and more and more, but that's a different question. So a reading can go on. I'm just going to reshuffle. That's all. They want to, you know, I could pull more information out of a couple of cards if you'd like, but are we answering this question or are we answering a different situation? And that's keeping your sitter, I guess, in line with that is, you know, better for an accurate reading.
Very, very interesting.
So my question
is? My question is very straightforward. Business-wise, how do things look?
Currently or in the near future?
For the next week. Can I do that? Can I ask you, what does next week
yeah.
look like? I want to know,
yeah,
what does next
week
look like?
Okay.
I'm scared to ask you 3 months. You might be like,
Girl, I will do a grand tableau on you and
knock your socks off. We'll do a week right now.
Next week, business. Okay. All right, let's see that. Mm-hmm. Oh, darling, I love this. So, yeah, you're gonna have a couple decisions to make, and it's going to really wear on you, Nat. You're going to get a little bit of a pickle presented to you next week. You always overcome it. You always do. But it's really going to weigh on you. And now this is pertaining to business, which is also, we're not talking about your relationships. We're not talking about family or your home life. We're talking about business. So we got here, we got snake, we got heart, we got cross. Not my favorite cards.
No,
not my favorite. Mine
either.
But we're talking about business. And it's very short. It's nearby. So where the severity of a cross, it's not as severe. It's your burdens of next week are going to make you emotional, which I know how much you love being emotional.
Well,
but most likely it's going to pertain to a woman client or I know. See, here's some things I do know. I know that you're starting your mentoring program. I know that that's coming up soon, and I am feeling that it's going to be around that. You're just going to have a little bit of a difficult person presenting some problems for you, and it's really going to really, really get to you.
Awesome. I love the challenge.
You're welcome.
Well, let's take one more caller. But thank you for that, because I do. I was actually worried.
You're not
going to
pull more cards
from
that later, right?
I know. I'm so excited. So let's take another caller. I got to stop laughing. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. This is Jane. I'm calling from Canada. How are you both doing?
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
I'm doing well. So how can we help you?
I want to know, when do you see me getting a new job?
New job.
Wow. You both could tap into that now.
You know, I'm always quiet during this point because I have to say I love listening to the shuffling. It kind of relaxes me in a way.
Let's see here. See, timing is different with when I'm on. But I will tell you, we're looking at this happening very soon, and it's going to be a nice opportunity for you. All about work. This is great. Let's see here. I got to tell you, there's something coming up in August. We're looking at the warmer climate. I would say end of July, early August, warmer climate. And this is going to be a good thing for you. This is the right move. I will tell you that.
Okay.
You definitely want to go with that. So we're looking at that timing.
Now, oh, end of July.
See how like that answers the question. You see what I'm saying, Nat?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I love it. It's straightforward.
It's
you
right
asked
there,
a great question.
Go.
She gave you a straightforward answer. So what we're going to ask you to do, Janice, is when everything happens, you have to let us know.
Yeah.
I'd
like to know if
it happens. Is it going to be, do you know if it's going to be more pay, will I get more pay in the next job?
If I could tap into this real quick, Courtney, what I'm feeling is that in
absolutely.
The beginning, they're going to want to see how proficient you are at your job. And then quickly you're going to move up. So the pay in the beginning may be equal or a little bit less than what you're getting now, but it's going to be worth it in the end. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's definitely
that's
the right
great.
Move.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Janice.
Well, thanks for taking my
call.
No,
thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Take care. You too.
So this is coming to an end, Courtney.
That
I know we could talk
so
on forever and ever. I know. And we could talk on forever and ever and ever. So for those of you, if you want to book a private reading with me, You could also go to psychictalk.net/Natalie, so you could find me there as well. And Courtney, again, how can they find you?
FB and Instagram, Medium Courtney B. You can DM me or send me a private message.
Cool. And don't forget, tomorrow is the huge, fun network show where we all get together and you could all come in. It's a huge party with all the hosts coming in, so don't forget to join us. And I just truly want to thank everyone for joining us today. If we did not get to you today, please don't forget, I will be back on the 30th of May, and we will be talking about surrendering to spirit. So I just want to thank everyone today for listening in, for calling in, for being a part of this, and have a great, happy Sunday, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.